All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, June 15th of 2024. Apologies for the late start here. Had some things I had to take care of this morning and then ran into a couple of technical difficulties. But either way, we are here now. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays here at 11 a.m. Eastern. So appreciate you guys tuning in on this Saturday morning. As far as DFS action, we have a ton of things going on here. We have a five-game early MLB slate. Let me check that. A seven-game early MLB slate. We have a five-game MLB main slate, 13-fight MMA card. We have Xfinity today, Cup race tomorrow for NASCAR, round three golf of the U.S. Open. The UFL championship game is tomorrow. And then we have an NHL, I believe, game four of the Stanley Cup Finals. So much DFS to talk about and to play. If you guys aren't signed up with us and are just stumbling on this show, checking us out, we have a five-day, no-strings-attached free trial. I always recommend people getting started on the weekend, get access to all of the weekend sports, and then that carries you into the week. But with that said, we're going to get SaberSim pulled up here, have a few questions to get us started, and then we will see where we go from there. First question here. And question says, any way to global min/max exposure on team stacks? So no, there isn't a way to do this. There isn't a way to use a min exposure global in general. And really the reason is because depending on how many lineups you're playing, like if you were to min exposure every single player in the player pool, you would have to be playing a lot of lineups to actually meet that criteria here. So that's why you can't do that. And then it usually leads to like failed builds if you set too many. And you can do a global max exposure using the gear icon in the max exposure column header on the players table. But as far as team stacks, you will have to manually go in here and set these. So that is the way that works at the moment. All right. Next question here. What are good filters for MMA? So one of the most important things with MMA is understanding that it is a high duplication sport. So what happens with MMA is that, you know, there's 13 fights. So there's only 26 fighters in the player pool. But then from that, you know, most people are putting in some type of anti-correlation, threshold, basically saying like, hey, don't use fighters from the same fight against each other. And then that lowers the, you know, possible like combinations, right? So duplication ends up being really important. You're oftentimes looking for the optimal lineup to win. And then from there, you know, how many times is that lineup going to be duplicated? Because when you do win, you want to take home as much of the first place prize as you possibly can from the prize pool, right? So one thing I would do if I were building for MMA, and we can go over here and just do a demo, is, you know, I would go in and I would find the contest that I'm playing. So let's say I am playing the $3 150 max, right? 39,000 entries. So what I would do is I would either, there's two ways to do this. You could either do a rule or you could do a post-build custom metric and filter. And we'll talk about both. So what geometric mean is it's a form of product ownership that estimates how likely a lineup is to be duplicated by multiplying the ownerships of the players together. So you can estimate this, right? Say that you don't want to play a lineup that is expected to be duplicated more than 20 times. That means in total, in all of the entries, that a lineup is approximately going to be input by all users together 20 times. So what I would do is I do parentheses, 20, the number of dupes you're aiming for. If this is 10, you could put 10. If this is 30, you could put 30. You divide that by the number of entries in the contest. I'm just going to round here and just say 39,000, which was what we looked at. You take that to the power of 1 divided by the number of players in the lineup, which in this case is 6. You say equals. And then this 0.2829, I would just write this as 28.3 in the app. So then when I come into my build, again, if you're on like starter, standard, advanced, you'd want to do this as a rule. So then I go to my lineup rules. I go to add new rule. Rule type is aggregate. And I would say my own geometric mean, no more than. So 28.3 is the threshold. Well, geometric means that are lower are going to be even less duplicated. And then geometric means that are higher are going to be more duplicated. So we want to set this as no more than, and then I would say 28.3. And then what this will do is when we go to build your lineups, we'll make sure that all of the lineups that we create are lower than this threshold. Now that's one way to do it. Another way to do it, if you are on pro or advanced, and let me just run some lineups here. The other way to do it is as a custom metric and a post build filter here. Now, the difference between these two is that the rule has more of an effect on the lineup building process, where maybe it finds a good lineup, but it isn't under the threshold. So it doesn't play that lineup and it instead is, you know, swapping out players to meet that criteria, right? As opposed to this way, where you're getting more of like the raw sim lineups, and then you are filtering to figure out which ones are under the threshold. Now, what I would do here at this point is I've run my lineups. I need to go and set up a custom metric. And what my custom metric is going to look like is this, my own product geo mean value. The value is how it's going to calculate the ownerships of the players and show you the geometric mean of the lineup. And then I've just went ahead and named it GeoMean just for my own knowledge here. And then once you have the custom metric, you go into the filter icon, you go to add filter, and you're going to say show lineups with your custom metric GeoMean, again, less than, and then I would come in here and put 28.3. Now, when I save that, it's going to go and find all of the lineups that are above that threshold, move those to the trash automatically here, and then leave me with the rest of the lineups. So here I can see that, hey, I have 114 lineups in the trash, and then I have 386 lineups remaining. So this did exactly what I wanted it to do. So as far as MMA filters, that is what I would be doing here. And then if you are on the ultimate plan and then you have access to contest sims, I would also run a contest sim here. For instance, we could do this as well. So set up my contest sim, come back to my build, click run, and then I'm going to add a filter just saying show me lineups with ROI greater than 0. And, you know, I kind of like this for showdown type of formats for any sport where you're going to need an optimal, because the way I think about it is if I need an optimal, I want to take this pool and I want to whittle it down to the lineups that I think have a good chance of one winning and two being lowly duplicated to the point where I win a good amount of the first place prize. I'm not trying to play all unique lineups, but I'm trying to play lineups that balance this win expectation with uniqueness. And so I'm comfortable going from like 500 lineups to 386 lineups. And then I'm going to add another filter right now that says, show me lineups with ROI greater than 0. And then this is going to bring me down even further. So I've gone, okay, not that bad. So I've gone from 386 lineups to 378. So interesting to see, right? That, you know, when we account for duplication and we account for ROI, those things kind of overlap, right? Like, let's take away this geometric mean. Let's actually take away both filters and let's do just ROI for an example, right? So show me lineups with ROI greater than 0. Wow, there's like a lot of positive ROI lineups here. Interesting. What I was trying to see is that, you know, do these things overlap greatly? Where it's like, hey, you know, the high duplicated lineups are also the lineups that are grading out negative EV, which is like what I was kind of expecting here. But either way, we're all set here. We have our two filters. We've whittled down our pool some and then left us with a smaller pool of lineups that we're happy to play. And what I was getting to, my first point was, you're kind of hunting for that optimal, right? You're trying to find it within this pool, as opposed to like a classic slate where you do not need an optimal. You just need a winning lineup. You know, you're never really going to find an optimal on a 12-game MLB classic slate. So there are actually a lot of different lineups that can win first place in your given contest. And in that case, you're trying to diversify, you're trying to spread out, you're trying to get to more of those lineups. So it's a little bit of a different problem you're trying to solve basically in this showdown format, as opposed to the classic slates. So in the classic slates, you know, I'm trying to build a nice big pool. I'm trying to build as many lineups as possible that I want to see. I don't really want to trash lineups in my classic slates. I want to have a lot of lineups that I am comfortable playing and get as diverse as possible, right? So kind of two different paths for these two different type of contests and ultimately the goal that you're trying to achieve there. All right. That was our second question here. Looks like those were our two questions here in the Discord. So again, appreciate you guys waiting for me here with a little bit of a late start. I will be right back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.